Earlier this week, the Bureau of Meteorology declared a La Niña event is underway in the Pacific Ocean, and that means communities right up and down eastern Australia should prepare for above average rainfall over spring and early summer. Certainly other parts of Australia copped it, haven't they, over recent years, and here in the far north we've been fairly spared in terms of that really heavy rainfall and that flooding. But to find out a little bit more about what the long-term forecast is, we'll hear now from the Bureau of Meteorology's Head of Long-Range Forecasts, Dr. Andra Watkins, just talking here about what this declaration of another La Niña means.
Well, this La Niña is looking like a weak to moderate strength event compared to last year when we had a moderately strong La Niña. But of course, no two La Niñas are the same, and no two set of impacts for Australia are exactly the same. So we'll be monitoring this one quite closely. In terms of the outlook and its impact upon the outlook, the La Niña has already been factored into our outlooks, so our outlooks won't actually change. The outlook is for a wetter than average spring through into early summer, so communities across eastern Australia need to be prepared.
While the Bureau's outlook and declaration of this La Niña doesn't pinpoint what areas of the eastern coast will be heavily impacted, it was interesting to hear that certainly they are warning of potential flooding. Just where that flooding might occur, as I said, they just don't know. But let's hear a little more from the Bureau.
Well, the current outlooks for spring into early summer are similar to what they were for last year, with above average rainfall forecast for much of eastern Australia. This will keep the flood risk high because at the moment our landscape and our catchments are quite wet, and more rain upon those wet catchments, of course, will increase the risk of flooding. So we need communities across eastern Australia to take warning and take care and listen to their local emergency services if you do hear of flooding in your region.
Interestingly, Dr. Andrew Watkins did have a few words to say about the potential for tropical cyclones in our part of the world.
Well, La Niña typically sees an earlier than normal start to the northern wet season and an earlier than normal arrival of the monsoon across the north. In terms of tropical cyclones, La Niña does typically bring more tropical cyclones than normal across tropical Australia, and combined with a negative Indian Ocean dipole, could see an earlier than usual tropical cyclone in our waters. Last year, we actually saw a fairly dry end to the monsoon, even though we had a La Niña, and that was due to a combination with other climate drivers that affect northern Australia.
And finally, in this press conference with the Bureau's long-term forecaster, Dr. Andrew Watkins, it was put to him whether or not this La Niña, in fact the third in a row that's been declared, was that a result of climate change? Here was his response.
La Niña is a natural cycle of our weather and climate in Australia and across the Pacific. But we have seen an increased frequency of heavy rain events in Australia over the past century, and we also have seen an increase in temperature right around the globe. Increased temperatures mean that we increase the amount of moisture that goes into the atmosphere, and hence when we do get our heavy rain events, they are raining even harder than what they did in the past.